Welcome to the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org. Enjoy the podcast.
Questions. What have been your questions during the shelter in place and work remotely time? Questions. 3,300 questions were asked in the Bible, and most of them were asked by God to people. Not that God didn't know the answer, but he wanted to know if the people knew the answer. The production team that read our scripture of the story of two men on a journey from Jerusalem to a place called Emmaus. And in that story, five questions are asked. What are your questions in this season? God wants you to come to him with a trust so that you're able to bring your feelings and your thoughts and just lay them before the Lord. And then hear what God has to say to your question. What he wants to say is this, that it is true. The Lord is risen. My good friend, Jack Fox, who is the voice that you hear in airports across America. Jack sent me this photograph from his and Lou's balcony, and with it was his caption, which is, "The sun is keeping its social distance and yet filling the earth with light and glory," to which it reveals this, "The Lord is risen, and we see the proof of that every moment of light, but with every sunrise and every sunset in this next day of our unique days of living on this side of the pandemic, on this side of the Easter story." Many of you have asked us as worship leaders in a worship space in which you are not here, where we can see you and we can feed off the energy of each other. What is it like to preach or lead in music or offer prayers and scripture in the children's sermon in this setting? And the answer comes consistently from each of us. We are picturing you exactly where you are at home, at your workplace, or in your car. We're picturing you as we've known you. And we're picturing also the many people whom we are reaching out to that haven't yet been in this physical space, but that we are together. And in your questions, know that we are praying on your behalf as you ask about the financial pressures. You ask about your work security through an insecurity. You wonder about your finances. And you wonder about your family and your friends. You wonder about health. And as you wonder with those questions, which are important questions, God wants you to see the biggest picture by which everything else is revealed. That's what the two on the way to Emmaus needed to learn. You need to know what you're able to know so that you are able to do what needs to be done. Write this down at home. You need to know what you're able to know so that you're able to do what needs to be done. God has given you enough knowledge about who you are, being made in his image, given you the expression of love in Christ Jesus, who upon his mission into this earth said you were worth his love, his death on the cross, hid the power of his resurrection, and that he does not abandon us. You need to know that you are not abandoned in the season. That you may laugh and cry, you may dance and frown, you may experience the highs and the lows that go with everyday living right now. But the Lord wants you to reach out in a confidence in him, who then will place that confidence inside you. When all seems lost, we can see what is most important. Easter. Easter shows the way. Easter is history's greatest reversal. God wins. So on that day in which these two were walking on a Sunday from Jerusalem to a home place called Emmaus, a couple of hours walk, they were leaving having heard from the women disciples that they saw an empty tomb and they saw an angel explain that the Christ is risen. They had heard from their brother Simon that he too had seen an empty tomb, and none of them could make sense of what it meant. And as they were talking along the way, a person joins them in the conversation. Joins them in the conversation and asks the question, what are you talking about? And they chide him with a response question of, what, are you the only one in Jerusalem who didn't know what happened? 7.8 billion people in the world have been talking about COVID-19, the pandemic. And with a topic of conversation shared from around this world, we can bring a focus into our questions in light of God to help provide God's presence as the answer to each one's need. And through God's presence being the answer to each one's need, the Lord then will calm our minds, ease our spirits, relax our hearts, that we may then see a possibility. With your questions, talk it through. That's just not a mispronunciation by Pastor Les. You take the T and the W to talk it through and walk it through, knowing that Jesus is with you. Make it real. These two were doing what people had done for centuries to get from one place to another. They walked. You're driving a lot less than you used to your normal driving. You're probably walking more than you have walked in a long time. And in your walking, there is a way of catching a rhythm about questions and conversations with people and a question and conversation with God. You can picture yourself like these two on Emmaus with a family and friends in our neighborhood. My future daughter-in-law and son were at a corner in our neighborhood, and it just happens that four groups of walkers had gotten to their stop signs at the same time. Instead of cars having to yield to each other, the pedestrians had to yield to each other. And with a smile and a laugh, each one went on their way. To take advantage of this time, to walk in the spirit of these two on the way to Emmaus, and let Christ show up in your midst. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus came up to them and walked along with them. Now, they didn't recognize him at first. It was the great incognito. They didn't see at first that this was the one who had been resurrected, the one, because they had still seen him on the cross. They had still seen him with a broken heart and with a belief that was suspended and about to crash with no hope of its own resurrection. And so they were missing out on the Lord's presence in their midst. Don't miss out on God's great work that he was wanting to do in your life, because you're not willing to talk it out with him, to talk and walk it with him. As my friend Taylor Sandlin says, don't waste the crisis of a pandemic, but let it truly do a shaping force within your life. A friend of mine early in my work in reconciliation ministry through the reconciliation networks of our world was Reed Hardin. Reed taught me the question of help me understand. That when broken relationships are in place, ask the question, help me understand. Someone is frustrated, hurting. Someone is hopeful, but not knowing if their reason for hope has a foundation. To ask the question, help me understand, enables both you as a listener, but also the other person to get to that deeper place. And so Jesus walking alongside these two was basically saying, help me understand what you don't know, and that he would be able to show them what they would be able to know. Maybe you're hurt in a relationship and you're having to live at home together. Maybe you're frustrated with your parents, your wife, your husband, your friends, your neighbors. Maybe as you're doing the Zoom time and conference calling at work, you get frustrated. And in the midst of that, it's a time to grow your relationships to the next level. Pray before each conversation and ask the Lord, help me to help understand what is going on in their mind and their heart so I may convey a promise of just my calm response to their pressing anxiety. What a gift that is. And then people on the whole will begin to relax and take in a possibility of that relationship getting to a next place. Ruby Willingham turned 100 last Sunday. On Easter Sunday of 2020 was a celebration of her centennial birthday, meaning she was born in 1920. Imagine all that she has seen through the course of her life. She was born at the end of the Spanish influenza, in which millions of people were killed by that pandemic. She was born at the end of World War I. She was born in the era of Woodrow Wilson being the president of the United States. She lived through as a girl through the Roaring Twenties. She was coming of age during the Great Depression. She made her way through the World War II eras and the decades that followed. All along the way, early in her life, became formed in her to ask the questions in light of her faith in Christ and of the adjustments that she's had to make in life, including the passing of husbands, the difficult choices with the career, the different questions about where to live, the movement of each day rising up in the celebration. Now, in case you're wondering if I'm too close to Ruby in this photograph, this was taken after her husband passed away, in which we gathered together, and just as a time of understanding the love and the power of a resurrection. And so, happy 100th birthday, Ruby, but we want to say thank you to you and others like you who have gone before us and lived faithfully in what you have discovered in Christ and put into the strength of your character so that we too can be inspired by knowing that these answers are real. Talk it out, talk and walk it out with the Lord, and the Lord will make it real for you. Secondly, with your questions, open yourself to receive what you need to hear from God. Better to trust before it's too late. These two chose to finally hear what it was that the stranger on the side of the road was trying to say to them. Did you notice in the passage that once they arrived at Emmaus, Jesus was about to keep on walking. He was about to keep moving forward, and they pleaded with him to stay because something inside in them was saying, this is a God moment, and we don't want to lose the opportunity to be in a conversation during a God-clear moment. And so they asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us along the road and opened the scriptures to us? Maybe you have said, I want to read the Bible, but I don't have the time. Well, God has given you the time. Do you have the eyes to see that? It means forming a new habit, maybe. It means opening yourself that you've said, I really would like to have slow prayer time. And you have it now. You may have said, if I only had more time to call so-and-so, you have that time now. To text so-and-so, you have that time now. To write a note of encouragement, you have that time now. To prayerfully plan about how you will launch your life at the next level once we begin to re-people and re-congregate. When your life is going forward, now is the time that God is wanting you to take in his presence, to see his pathway, to solve the problems that are pressing upon you. John Hill is a person who's graduating from the University of Incarnate Word. He is part of our church family. And John is just had his grandfather, Frank, to pass away, his father to pass away. And in the midst of this, John was encouraged to pursue a career opportunity, and that was to play to qualify for the PGA version in Canada for their pro tour. In the midst of the passing of his grandfather, whom he dearly loved, his father, in the midst of a pandemic, how would he do this? How would he be able to perform on such a pressure-qualifying event? Well, he prayed. He opened himself. He calmed himself. He felt the love of his mother, Laura, in his life. He felt the love of the family, of an uncle and aunt that let him go out to their ranch, and he would take bags of balls and just continue to hit the golf balls in the pastures because he couldn't get on a golf course. He made do with what was possible in light of the press that was in his life. And in doing so, he qualified. In doing so, he revealed once again that in a pressure moment, God can take the talent that's been prepared, take a faith that's been formed by trust, and to be able to put it into play. Later in life, John could have been one of those who would have said, well, if only the pandemic wouldn't have happened. But instead, he took in this moment a crisis opportunity and did his best in light of his trust, and God blessed him with a presence to perform under the pressures of life. Now, with your questions then, act on what you know by sharing with others. Show the truth which is seeking to be revealed through you. People are paying attention to who you are. People are paying attention to how you are sharing your life with them. Frequently, you will hear me say, act on what you know to get to what you don't know. God will not show us, life will not reveal to us what we're wanting to know if we're not willing to act on what we already have experienced to be true. But if we're willing to act on that, then the next stretch is that we're able to get there. We don't know how long we'll be working remotely or sheltering in place. There are hopeful plans about gradually being able to open up the public sphere of our life. We pray for those who are making those decisions, and some of you worshiping today are those people making the decisions. We're praying as a church with pastoral staff and with leaders about what we've learned through this crisis so that we may apply best practices coming out from this surprising season of life. We're asking those questions by acting on what we're learning so they can be applied when the time comes. But right now, God is wanting to shape you and to work you within your life. I mean, Vicki is glad to know that I've had a couple of piles of papers I needed to go through, get them organized, throw things away, and get them at a next place. And in doing so, she helped me with that task. This is stuff that had been stacked up for too long, and now was the time to do it. No more excuses to offer. It was time for me to get to and do that, to act on what we are able to do now so we may be prepared for what comes. But notice that these two, on the way to Emmaus, that once it was revealed to them, once they weren't seeing the moment only out of fear, once they weren't wanting to control the mission of Christ by how they thought Christ should have been as the Messiah instead of actually how he was as the Messiah, until they could not see the cross is the sign of failure, but it's a sign of promise fulfilled. You see, the cross up until Jesus' resurrection was seen as the sign of Roman domination, the Roman Empire domination. It was a sign of failure that the spiritual life did not work in a power-packed, ruthless world. But with Christ's resurrection, the cross then became the living symbol that indeed God's ways win in the end. And so in Luke 24:35, after the two had been able to prevail upon Jesus to stay with them at their home place in Emmaus, and they were going to have a meal together, and just as a regular meal, just a meal time, Jesus took the bread, he blessed it and he broke it and he gave it. This wasn't a communion experience. This was a regular meal time. But in the midst of a regular meal time, Jesus also showed what communion time is all about. Right now, when you're eating at home, don't take your meal and just throw it be a throwaway moment. But allow yourself to be a form of a faith, trust, and expression. And ask for your awareness to be aware of what is already true, that the Lord is with you. And as you experience that, what the two in Emmaus realized is that indeed this is the Lord who is risen. And they got up from the meal and they ran back to Jerusalem. It was evening by that time to share the good news with others. And as they went to Jerusalem to go back to the other disciples and apostles and the women leaders, shared with them that indeed they had seen the Christ. Again, this historical reality of God's great reversal. How the two on the road to Emmaus were first locked in to the wrong kinds of questions because they weren't growing into what the times were wanting to teach them. But to their credit and as an inspiration for us, they opened themselves by then asking the right kinds of questions. And the Lord revealed the answer of answers, that He is risen. He is risen indeed. Many of you in your businesses have had to ask those kinds of questions. One of those is Quincy Barnes. Typically, we're in the sanctuary right now, and Quincy would be worshiping right over there. He was part of a leadership team in our church life that met on Friday afternoon, March the 20th, when we were at the next phase of knowing what we were needing to implement, how to implement ministry as a church. He chairs our finance team. But he also is the owner of Rex Formalwear, a business. And this was his busiest season of the year for fiestas and for weddings and for graduations and for proms. And the business was non-existent because of all the postponements or cancellations. What to do? He felt the fear. But in feeling the fear, he felt the faith moving inside of him, asking the question, how could he reshape his business? How could he redesign his business during this pandemic? Many of you are asking the question out of your own workplaces. You're asking the question about how to seize this opportunity in your personal life, in your family life. And so in the midst of that, then Quincy realized there was a need for masks. Tomorrow, as a region of San Antonio, we're going to be required to be wearing masks when we're going to be in a social setting where we can't keep that 6-foot distance. And so the needs are for each of us and our spaces to be able to make sure that we're being safe, not to either catch or spread. And so what Quincy did is he took his employees, his seamstresses and their sales crew, and simply redesigned how they do what they do to meet a need in our city, to meet a need in our region, and also to be able to keep the business open when otherwise it would be closing. Closing in a way of hurt and pain and anguish that revealed itself as promise and truth and God's prayer, answer, power to his question. It is true. The Lord is risen. The questions that you ask reveal the nature of your faith and how you hear and hear before it's too late reveals your willingness to trust. Sometimes we ask questions only to stiff arm God. And there's always another question and another question before we say we will do this in our trust and our obedience with God. But like the two on the way to Emmaus, they realized their purpose was not getting to Emmaus. The purpose was to find the answers to their questions. And they did. And they acted on what they knew, and they shared it with others to know. And you are part of God's promise, people, providing His answers to the hurts and needs of other people. It is true. The Lord is risen. Say it with me where you are right now. Say it out loud. It is true. The Lord is risen. The invitation in your home, in your office, your car, where you are, is a time for you just to say, Lord, I give myself to you. I trust you. I don't understand everything, but I know enough to be able to trust you as the Messiah, the Savior, the one who has the authority to cancel our sin debt from the cross and the power to overcome death, where grace overwhelms sin and love conquers hate and hope defeats despair. Come, that in your heart to say you're part of this people that we come together and we're worship. We are together in a one, in a unity with each other. Even while physically apart, we can sense that togetherness. You can know that it's true, for hear it again is for you to see.
We hope you enjoyed your segment of the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org.